Well, the final vote has come in overnight from the Irish elections, and in an unprecedented result, political party Sinn Féin has won the popular vote. The leftist party, with previous ties to the IRA, has become one of three parties to win a majority of seats in the Irish Parliament. The Wire's Isabel Carboni asked our regular political commentator, Professor Clem McIntyre, about this unexpected election result.
This is the first time since the Republic of Ireland was established in its own right in the 1920s that there's been effectively a three-way tie. The major parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have really dominated Irish politics. Sinn Féin's been there and an active member. It's been electorally more successful in Northern Ireland rather than in the Republic, but it has stood candidates in the Republic of Ireland, but never got the levels of support it has. So it's the first time we've seen the two major parties joined by a third, each with roughly the same number of seats. So Ireland has got no precedents to look at. There are other examples, obviously, where major parties have suffered setbacks and new parties have emerged elsewhere in Europe, but I'm not sure that they're going to give us any pointers as to how things will be resolved in Ireland.
How do you think the election results may impact Brexit?
Possibly quite significantly. If Sinn Féin is able to form government, well, obviously in coalition with one of the major parties or on a supply and confidence basis, if it has a role in the government, perhaps as a deputy prime minister, for example, then I think it will be very significant implications for the Brexit negotiations, because Sinn Féin is firstly not terribly happy with the nature of the withdrawal agreement that was reached between the UK and the EU, and particularly the arrangements around the Irish border. And secondly, has no great love for the UK. So it's likely to push a harder bargain in some ways than probably the Fine Gael government of Leo Varadkar has been so far. And critically, now that Britain is out of the EU in a formal sense and it's negotiating a trade agreement or beginning to negotiate a trade agreement with the rest of the EU, with the remaining 27, any agreement that is drafted by the EU and the UK requires the ratification of every one of the 27 national parliaments. And so if Sinn Féin is a critical voice in the Irish government, they will be in a position where they can quite possibly exercise considerable influence over what might not be acceptable to the EU. Now, it's early days, but I think already in Westminster, the Conservative government is aware of that and is concerned that Sinn Féin role in government might well generate some complications for it. And the second critical factor that we need to be alert to is that one of Sinn Féin's guiding principles and major philosophical positions is the reunification of Ireland, and enabling a border poll, as they call it, a referendum to be held with a question about the reunification of Ireland, the North effectively joining the Republic. The fact that if Sinn Féin is in government, they may well be in a position to be arguing strongly for that. They're in a power-sharing agreement in Northern Ireland. If they're in a shared government coalition in the South, then their capacity to influence those debates, to initiate more formal discussions, to produce government reports and papers, those sorts of things, is going to be much stronger than it has been. So the consequences of this election result for the UK is quite significant, and of course it is for the Republic of Ireland as well.
Do you think that Sinn Féin's past ties to the IRA will affect the Republic of Ireland's relationships with Northern Ireland?
Yes, to some extent it will, and it's a very interesting question. It's early days at the moment, but it appears that a large part of the almost doubling of support for Sinn Féin that we saw at the election is largely coming from younger voters, many voters who were too young to remember the troubles at their height from the 60s through to the Good Friday Agreement being signed in the late 1990s. There's been more than 20 years of peace, and I think that's allowed the mood, if you like, and the attitude towards Sinn Féin to change. People have softened their views and are less hostile as Sinn Féin has stepped back from an armed conflict through the IRA. And many voters, of course, being too young to remember that. So I think that history is there, and it will certainly play on the minds of older people in the UK and in Northern Ireland, and particularly it will play on the mind of those who are the unionists in Northern Ireland, parties like the UUP, the Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, whose principal political pressure has been to keep Northern Ireland as part of the UK. They will be acutely aware of what an increase in support for Sinn Féin in the Republic means, and it's not good news for those unionists.
Professor of Politics at Adelaide University, Clem McIntyre, speaking to The Wire's Isabella Carbone about Ireland's surprise election result.